Hello and welcome to the return of Agony Ants. Who could have foreseen that in this world there would be a appetite for such a show? But however, there is. I think there seems to be people seem to maybe. I mean, I can clearly state that I would never take advice from anyone on in this recording ever. Haven't taken advice from at least two parties probably in my life.
I can't
Haven't
believe
took
you gave
advice
one
from.
of them money.
I just, I haven't took advice from Rob. I might take advice from Rob. He looks like a man who you could take advice from. If you met him, if this was a the Legends of Zelda and Rob was stood by a tree, you'd take advice off him, wouldn't you? He looks like a wise man.
I'm deceptive like that, yeah. The number of times, especially after a few ales, I've had people go, "You were really talking to my people I'd never met." Like Paul goes, "You met my mate so and so last night, and he was, you know, you were really giving him some big advice. I think he's going to leave his bird or something like that." I'm like, "What the fuck? I don't remember any of this." So, whatever you do, kids, take no advice
Yeah,
from
it
what
takes
you hear
zero
today.
advice. We are four bell ends. Four
It
bell
feels,
ends.
and it feels like a lot of our advice ends with leave your bird, which I'm not sure generally is a good theme.
It was
I mean it.
it was basically the theme of show one was that get a pregnant, wash your hands.
In that order. Yeah. That's the gag.
I think that was show one.
So show two, I'm just going to dive straight in. That you know, there's people need advice. They shouldn't be asking us. That's absolutely sound, but we're going to give it anyway. Just take no fucking notice of it. First one again. It's all everything's anonymous. There's loads of questions coming to the email address. So if we don't get round to your particular question, it's because there's fucking loads of them, and we'd have to like recording for hours and hours and hours. And you know, there's only so much of this anyone can take. So anyway. Let's start. I started dating someone just before the lockdown happened. We'd only had three dates and it had been going amazing since day one. Suffice to say, I think she's the one. Now, as we've known each other longer in lockdown than face to face, what suggestions do you have to keep the fire going? Just been doing a lot of FaceTime recently.